Hello and welcome, it is I, Mr. Snake. You, as always, are an amazing listener. Don't listen to this file whilst driving, operating machinery, or if there's something you need to focus your full attention and awareness upon. Only listen when it's safe and appropriate to do so, and in a place where it's safe and appropriate to do so. Now, having said that, I want you to start to relax. And as you listen to my voice, you're going to notice changes in how your body feels. You want to become aware of the changes in your body. You can pay attention to your breathing. You can notice the gentle rise and fall of your chest that happens all by itself, easily, effortlessly, effortlessly, easily. And when you notice a certain change or feeling in your body, I want you to really focus in on it. Maybe you'll notice in a good way a change in how your hand feels, or maybe you'll notice a certain need to move one foot or the other, and that's okay. And at any time, if you need to adjust for comfort, that's perfectly okay. The more comfortable you become, the deeper you'll go, and the deeper you go, the more comfortable you'll become. But I want you to loop your attention back to your breathing. I want you to follow my instructions. If it's possible, I'd like you to breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. And if you can't, that's okay too. So I want you to get ready to take a big deep breath in. You're going to breathe in for 5 seconds. You're going to hold it for 3 seconds. Then you're going to breathe out through your mouth for 5 seconds. So I want you to inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold it, 1, 2, 3, breathe out through your mouth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold it, 2, 3, breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5. I want you to do that one more time. And what you'll find is that after doing this, your breathing will actually slow. And when you complete that exhalation, you can just breathe in whatever way is appropriate and comfortable for you right now. Notice how good your body feels. Notice how much more relaxed you're feeling. And it might well be that because you're going to go into transforming and you're going to have such a good time, just the fact that you're doing hypnosis alone maybe has a certain effect upon your body. Just knowing that causes an almost Pavlovian response for your thirst for hypnosis, and that's good. And again, we're going to loop back to focusing on your body. I want you to notice in your body where you feel pleasure at the moment. Where in your body do you feel the most pleasure? Is it between your legs? Is it in your nipples? Maybe it's in the back of your mind. Because, of course, your body and your mind are inextricably linked. When your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. When your mind relaxes, your body relaxes. But there's also the fact that when your mind gets turned on and stimulated, your body gets turned on and stimulated. And the more turned on your body becomes, the more turned on your mind becomes accordingly. There's this wonderful circle of lust and arousal, of stimulation. And as you well know, one of the best things about hypnosis is that you can feel calm and relaxed and drop deeper into trance. The more turned on you become, The more turned on you become, the deeper you want to go. And so this arousal fuels the depth of your hypnosis, and the depth of your hypnosis fuels your arousal. As you become more turned on listening to my voice. So whether you're sitting or lying listening to me right now, you can notice how turned on you're becoming. And I have to say that I really do love the fact that you get turned on listening to my voice. I love the fact that you get really aroused when I speak to you in this way. And when you go super deep, so quickly, and you drop, and get more turned on, getting more aroused by the fact that you're dropping, and dropping more by the fact that you're aroused. And that's right. You can just let this arousal fuel your depth of trance. You can let your depth of trance fuel your arousal. Pay attention to your body again. And like a good subject, you'll notice somewhere in your body very, very quickly that a new sensation is going to start happening within your body. A really pleasing erotic sensation. And whatever form that pleasing sensation takes, the way that you're going to experience is the perfect way to experience it. Because of course no two trances are the same. They can be very similar, but they're never exactly the same. If you haven't already, I want you to start touching where you feel the most pleasure right now. You can just let your hands move almost as if of their own accord, independent of your mind. Your hands just start automatically and instinctively pleasing you, providing you with the pleasure your mind wants, needs, and is creating for you in this reality, in this experience we're making for you right now. And during this trance, you'll find that the words I say you'll experience, you will experience. And the sensations I say you'll feel, you will feel. And if that's good with you, I'd like you to nod your head and go even deeper, knowing that during this session you'll be safe and looked after. And that's kind of a turn on too, isn't it? Knowing that you're looked after and cared for. Knowing that you can come out of trance at any time, if you need to, for any reason. But you find that right now, in this moment, here and now, with me, your desire to go deep into transforming fuels your physical desire, your need for pleasure. So it might even feel that you can move and float into that pleasure, so that you become a creature and a being completely and utterly of pleasure, of lust, of arousal, of sensation. That's right. Good subject. And good subjects fully understand the concept of obedience is pleasure, and pleasure is obedient. And I want you to say that along with me now. Obedience is pleasure, and pleasure is obedience. And when you're obedient, it pleases me. But when you're obedient, it also provides you with pleasure. Which means that pleasure fuels your obedience as well. One begets the other, one causes and creates and fuels the other. And isn't that amazing? That you can become even more turned on just by being obedient. Now, for this session, I don't want you to come without my permission. I don't want you to get off until I let you get off. I want you to drop deeper into pleasure and pleasure yourself into going deeper. And the more turned on you become, the more entranced you become. And the deeper into trance you go, the more pleasure you start to feel throughout every pore and fiber of your being. Right here. Right now. Obedience is pleasure, and pleasure is obedience. And you're being so obedient that you're beginning to feel so much pleasure right now. And should you get close to orgasm, I want you to just stop. I want you to stop if you get close before resuming when it's appropriate. Only you notice that you might start to edge very quickly during this session because you're feeling so much pleasure and you're so turned on. Now in a second you're going to notice the start of an edge almost move like a wave from the top of your head, from the back of your mind, down into your most erogenous parts of your body. And when that edge hits, it's going to be so intense. It's going to be so powerful. It's going to feel like you can barely fend it off. Like you're just so, so close to coming. As that pleasure builds and rises, as it swells, as the anticipation grows, you get closer and closest. And each time during this session that you do edge, you're going to find that each edge is more intense. Each edge is more powerful. And you love when I control you like this. And because you're feeling so much pleasure, you know that this makes you more obedient. You know that the more pleasure your body feels right now and experiences, the more obedient you are to my voice. And isn't that hot too? As you get close, closer and closest, noticing how each edge is making you more desperate, more horny, more needy. And if you need to stop, you can stop before starting again. And looping into edge, denial, edge, denial. You're so close. It might almost feel like a rune could be on the way. But I want you to keep touching, keep edging. And every time you get right on the brink, stop. Because you may only come during this session with my permission. And doesn't that feel good? Doesn't it feel hot? Doesn't it really fucking turn you on? To surrender the control of your pleasure over to me. To surrender your own right to come. Because you like it so much when I control your pleasure. Or when I drop you into trance. So combining both at the same time makes it even more erotic. It makes it even more of a turn off. You little edge slut. That's right. I just called you an edge slut and you probably got turned on even more. And if you didn't get turned on whilst you're pleasuring yourself and I call you an edge slut, that means you're just an edge slut in denial. Either way, you are an edge slut. And you can embrace being an edge slut. Being an Edgelord is a wonderful thing to be. Being someone who loves to be teased and denied and brought to the brink of orgasm over and over and over again is inestimably hot. Look at how turned on you are right now. Edgelord. And you are an Edgelord, aren't you? I want you to say it out loud. And if it's not possible to say it out loud, think it inside of your mind. Think to yourself, I am an Edgelord. And you are. You really are an Edgelord. Edgelord. But I do adore the fact that you're an Edgelord. I wonder if you've noticed how turned on you've become when I call you an Edgelord. I wonder, does it bring you close? Does it bring you right to the brink of coming? Because if it does, dear Edgelord, it just confirms that you really are an Edgelord, does it not? And it might very well be the case that each time I get you to say, I am an Edgelord out loud, or in your mind, that it just gets you so close. Almost like it could trigger an edge all by itself. Now I want you to tell me what you are. Say, I am an Edgelord. That's right. You really are an Edgelord, and that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing to be. Notice how close you're getting. Each and every time. Each edge is more and more powerful. Each edge is more powerful than the previous one. Which means that each time you edge here, during this session, and so you can see this pleasure principle for you is really a case of each time you edge, the more turned on you become. And the more turned on you become, the more you want to edge during this session. Isn't that right? Tell me what you are again. Say, I am an Edgelord. That's right. Say it again. Very good. Notice how each time you say it, you get more turned on. Even just thinking it during this session gets you even fucking closer. So close to coming. You could almost feel that orgasm begin to wash over your body, but not just yet. If you need to stop, stop. During this file, you may only come with my permission. And just surrendering that control is bringing you nearer and closer to coming, isn't it? It's turning you on so much right now. Your lust and your pleasure is amplifying, increasing, building and rising, swelling within you. Moving through your body, almost like you're breathing in lust and arousal right now. Like a good Edgelord. And that's what you are. You are such a good Edgelord for me. That's it. Edge harder. Get closer. Be teased and deliciously tormented with your own pleasure and the pleasure you derive from being teased and edged. Edgelord. Hypnotic Edgelord control. Only coming when I give permission. You're such a good Edgelord. Now it may be that when you edge really hard and you get really, really close, you might find yourself saying please. Or thinking the word please. Please let me come. Please let me finish. But you only come and you only finish whenever I say. And that just frustratingly and maddeningly brings you even closer. Oh, you need to so badly, don't you? You need to come so badly, you've edged so hard. You're so turned on. And that pleases me. was very obedient of you, and obedience is pleasure, pleasure is obedience. You're getting closer. So close. Keep touching. Don't stop touching this time. I want you to get so, so close. I want you to be so close, right on the brink. Right on the verge, the precipice. The edge of an orgasm. Almost like you could just fall off that edge into that orgasm without actually coming. Very good. You're doing so well. You're such a good edge slut. What are you? Say it again. You might even edge when you say it. Repeat after me. I am an edge slut. You are. You really fucking are. You're such an edge slut. You're such a complete fucking edge slut. Edge hard for me. Edge so hard for me. And then say again what you are. Tell me that you're an edge slut. That's right. You are. You really are. Get yourself right on the brink again. Right on the brink. Because each edge just gets more and more powerful. Now I'm going to count down from 10 down to 1. And when I reach 1, I'm going to let you come. So tell me what you are. 10. Say what you are. 9. You might even find yourself saying please. 8. 7. 6. 5. Keep telling me what you are right now. 4. Keep repeating that you're an edge slut. 3. Are you ready, edge slut? 2. You're so close, edge slut. You're so close. Are you ready? Are you ready? 1. Come for me, edge slut. Come for me. There you go. That's it. Comes so fucking hard for me. You did so well. You're such a good edge slut. You deserve a good orgasm. Comes so, so hard for me. You've done so, so well. That's it. Now I'm going to count from 1 up to 5. And when I reach 5, you come up out of trance, freed of any suggestion that isn't right, safe, or appropriate for you. 1, feeling calm and relaxed. 2, feeling content and satiated. 3, you may want to move your fingers and wiggle your toes. 4, eyes beginning to open, coming up out of trance. And 5, eyes open, out of trance, freed of any and all suggestions that aren't right, safe, or appropriate for you right now. As always, thank you for listening, and I look forward to trancing you again real soon.